Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left resent us, and I'm going to define us shortly because I'm not just talking about conservatives. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you're taking advantage of our Kev Perks. You can find that at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. If you want to contact me by phone, 844-551-8255. Understand, folks, the leftists believe they are elite. They train their minions to gain this perceived elite status in wokeness. We're going to talk a lot about wokeness and a lot of these other things as we put it in the context of the news of the day. That's what I try to do in this show. If you're here because you want to get breaking news and all that kind of stuff, I'm not the place for that. I'll talk about it as it occurs sometimes. But there are bigger picture things that you need to understand, that I believe you need to understand, or that are of interest to me. One way or the other. And I'm not lecturing you. I never want you to feel like you're being lectured. I want you to feel like you're part of the conversation because you are. And many of you know we do respond back. I respond to you on all the different things that you guys talk to me about. By the way, Bob in Florida, I did get the Sinatra DVDs, and I'm going to try to sit down and watch that here soon. So we're talking about leftism, the group that resent us. They hate us. They want us gone. I've given you many reasons for this, but I want to put it into some context for you. They train their minions to gain elite status in wokeness because their minions cannot gain elite status in anywhere else. They've been demoralized. The initiative has been removed from them. They don't understand the power within. So these suckers go for it. They're all day suckers. They believe they can get a seat at the table by playing the game. You see it all the time. You see it at the level of CEO where Coke says to his employees, you know, don't act as white. Don't be white, white people. Stop acting white. They try to be woke on the Atlanta, the Georgia rather voting stuff where they want to clean up their voter rolls. And Coke hasn't even read the legislation and decides, you know what? That's bad news for a man. That's disenfranchisement. He's essentially saying to black people, you're stupid. But keep drinking my Coke. Drink my Coke, and I'm going to say something that I think is going to be part of the virtue signaling that you want to hear.
Because y'all are a bunch of stupid people on the plantation.
And that's going to give me a seat at the table. You think these CEOs that are doing this are actually qualified to be there? Elitists all over the world, folks, snicker at the idea of race relations in America. They laugh at it. Look, the race issues in America are nothing until the leftists decide they want to make something of it. We don't have race problems in America. It's a joke. How can you build the greatest culture in the world made up of every other culture and have race issues unless somebody's just looking for things to have a race issue about? Let me put it in perspective. There are royals on every continent. There's a Japanese royal family, all kinds of royal families in Europe, Spanish royal family, Saudi Arabian royal family, African royal families, and so on. They represent years of elitism, years of it. But you will never hear a leftist discuss or decry that elitism. To tear it down. They're not going to do it. They accept that the same way they accept that Harvard is an elite college and junior college will get you nothing. Community college. You will never hear the leftists suppressed talk about the elitism, the inherent institutional elitism of royalty. The royals would suppress that thought more than they would suppress the real presidential election outcome. I want to talk about it in the context of the movie Limitless. And here, in Limitless, let me just set this up because we're going to play a quick clip, but a guy takes a pill and he becomes brilliant. And then he's discovered by the elites, a guy played by Robert De Niro. And here's what De Niro says to him about getting a seat at the table.
Well, in order for a career to evolve, we're going to have to move on.
That you would even think that would only show me how unprepared you are to be on your own. I mean, you do know you're a freak. Your deductive powers are a gift from God or chance or a stray shot of sperm or whatever, whoever the hell wrote your life script. A gift, not earned. You do not know what I know because you have not earned those powers. You're careless with those powers. You flaunt them and you throw them around like a brat with his trust fund. You haven't had to climb up all the greasy little rungs. You haven't been bored blind at the fundraisers. You haven't done the time in that first marriage to the girl with the right father. You think you can leap over all in a single bound. You haven't had to bribe or charm or threaten your way to a seat at that table. You don't know how to assess your competition because you haven't competed. Don't make me your competition. Now, I'll open up a line of credit for you. You've been wanting a few toys.
I love that scene for so many reasons. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You haven't had to climb up the greasy little rungs. Been bored blind at the fundraisers. I got to go to these fundraisers that he's talking about with friends of mine. Very wealthy friends. I know exactly what they're talking about. First marriage to the girl with the right father. Think you can leap over us in a single bound. You haven't competed. Don't make me your competition. See, that's elitism. And it's happening every single day in this country with people like Nancy Pelosi. If you want to see elitism, run for office. You will watch people that think exactly that. How dare you think you're going to jump over me? And I'm giving you Donald Trump. That's what they say to him. You did everything from a business perspective, but from a political perspective, you leaped over everybody. And we're going to show you and the rest of the world. You don't do that. You got to earn it. Don't make me your competition, Donald Trump. Remember what Chuck Schumer says? The DOJ, the clandestine agencies will get you, they have six ways to Sunday or whatever. But then what do they say? What does he say at the end? I'll give you, you'll be wanting a few toys. I'm going to let you in. As long as I can control you, I will let you in. Elitism is at its finest. And I want to talk about that in the context of everything you're seeing today. Because let me tell you something, people. You can boil everything in life down to these two things. People and money. And I'll explain that here in a bit. But trust me, that's all you need. People and money.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You are limitless in what you can achieve. You're limitless in your capacity for humanity. You're limitless in your thirst for knowledge, your thirst for truth. You're limitless. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I learned this about myself. I don't know when, but I knew it. I knew there was no limitation on what I want to do, what I want to learn. If there's a subject, there are people that may be inherently smarter than I am in different things. I know guys that know math, man. It's fascinating how well they know it. I had to study at it. I was good at it, but I wasn't like natural at it. But I'll tell you this, if I studied it, I might not be better at it, but I could conceptualize it better than they could. I don't know why my mind works differently in that way. You have so many talents that remain unexplored. Some you'll get to, some you won't. I remember at one point in my life going, God, just wish I could know everything. It was a sad thought to me that I couldn't know everything. You know, just knew it in my brain. But my brain formed, and it gives me a curiosity, and I know a lot. And I no longer have that notion of I need to know everything, but I do have a curiosity. It doesn't matter what I go to. There's some new game. It's not that new anymore, where they play on a short court and they hit a ball against the walls, a bocce ball or something. And I was like, what is that? You know, what else are we needing to spend our time on that tennis or ping pong won't take care of, or badminton, or long darts? But yeah, there's this new thing. And I was curious, how do they score it? Is it like tennis? I'm asking a bunch of questions, you know. Now, I don't play it, and my curiosity ended the minute that I left, once I watched it for a while. Because I don't it's not like a passion driving in me, but I do have a little bit of a curiosity, and I think we all do. And that's what makes us limitless. But the problem with leftists is they don't have any curiosity. They don't have a curiosity for the truth. They don't have an endless capacity for humanity. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. The left hates that you are limitless, and what they hate about you is that you are beholden to nobody but your creator. I was talking about Limitless in the frame of this movie, and I'm going to get to it in relation to the death of Prince Philip. But yes, so there's no crushing need for you to be at the it party, to be seen on the red carpet, to have all your good deeds validated with award shows and things like this. You don't seek that stuff. You're limitless because the things that you can impact, you do. You impact those things around you without any idea of what it may be going forward. I remember the movie with Greg Kinnear where he has to sue to get he has the patent on the windshield wipers, the intermittent windshield wipers, which is a great idea, right? In the old days, it was two speeds, slow and fast. And he did it to where, you know, you could adjust it according to the weather conditions, which is very smart. And he did it because he saw the need. And I'll never forget this scene. They go, well, and this is what won him the lawsuit, at least according to the Hollywood version of the show. They said, what was the impetus for you to create it? Now, keep in mind, this guy had lost his wife, his family, his fortune, everything. He was an inventor. He loved the idea. You want to know what inspired him? This, you're going to love this if you haven't seen the film. See, spoiler alert. After losing everything, including his wife, he said to the court, it was when I dated my wife and I watched her eyes blink and flicker that the idea hit me. The love of his wife inspired an invention that he made that somebody tried to cheat him out of, some elitist, who said, I can take the shortcut. This is a guy that saw, he was doing it by the book, the same way you do it by the book. You work to get your kids educated so they can go to good schools, get into better and better, and maybe your first child goes to junior college or community college, the next child goes to Joe Schmo State University, and your final one that you really worked on goes to an elite school, a Harvard or a Yale. You don't get in because somebody writes a letter or because you're a big donor or whatever. Your kid gets in because they're a good student. It's that simple. I'll tell you a quick story on me. My oldest son gets accepted to Wharton, but he got rejected by Harvard, and he was really upset because he had 1580 SATs and he can get in any school he wants, and Harvard rejects him. And I said, do you think they rejected you and your scores, a black kid getting into Harvard with a 1580? I said, they rejected you on, I mean, honestly, I probably could have sued him. But he got into Wharton. And then he got accepted to Harvard for his MBA, which is, you know, of course, because he's a magna cum laude graduate of Wharton. Well, guess what? He's going to get accepted to Harvard. At that point, they can't reject him. So it may take some time, but you will win in the end if you're doing it by the book. But we have these elitists, and these elitists don't want you to win. They didn't want Trump to win. They don't want you to win. Think about it. Donald Trump is a billionaire mogul who becomes a cult of personality, and you mean, think of him what you want. He gets elected to the presidency. You think they would embrace him? Are you kidding? They couldn't stand him. What do you think they think about you? You think you can get that seat at the table? In the movie, the guy takes a pill, becomes more brilliant than any of the elitists. Now, they don't know how he's doing it. He, in the clip we played earlier, he's like, I don't know how you're doing it. The luck of the draw, nature, whatever. But you think you're going to jump over just because you're smarter, just because you're better, just because you're faster, you're this, that. No. We will keep you down. We set the place of where you can get in life. And if you don't play the game, we will destroy you. I want you to understand this. I'm going to put this in the context of Prince Philip here in a second. I am. Because I think it's so important. So when you look at these policies, you're looking at policy from a sane point of view. Like, man, it would make sense not to, you know, have open borders. I mean, what's the deal with this? Why are they trying to tell black people that they need it? You know, they're being disenfranchised, that they can't get ID to vote. That's silly. That makes black people, it infantilizes them, etc. You're looking at it logically. You're not looking at it from an elitist point of view that says, I don't care what you think. I'm going to craft this story the way I want to tell it. And I say illegal immigration should be legal. Our borders should be open because I don't have to deal with the problem. I can couch my disdain for blacks by saying I'm trying to help them. I can do that, and I'll get them to believe it, and I'll get my minions to get as woke as I need them to be to do that, because it helps me do my bidding. It helps keep people in place that I want. And it isn't because they think blacks are stupid. It's because they know they can use that tool to destroy you whenever they want. Look at you, racist. Look at you, you homophobe. Look at you, you misogynist. And they use these tools for evil. We'll be back. I'll talk more about this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican leaders are arguing the Biden White House policy on immigration is leading to child abuse. Congressman Mike McCall of Texas speaking after touring a migrant processing center near the border city of Mission.
I saw a five-year-old. She had no idea where she was all by herself. Her parents weren't with her. Her family were not with her. This is wrong.
He says cartels are winning and Central American families are being destroyed. President Biden set to nominate Tucson, Arizona Police Chief Chris Mangus to head Customs and Border Protection. CBP oversees the Border Patrol. Mangus was a critic of the Trump administration's border policies. If confirmed by the Senate, he will take the leading role in dealing with the growing surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border. President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House discussing infrastructure. USA Radio News. Jerome Powell says brighter days are ahead regarding the economy.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for a bounce back. Speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he believes job creation and economic growth will accelerate through the second half of the year, as long as another wave of COVID infections doesn't take hold.
What we're seeing now is really an economy that seems to be at an inflection point, and that's because of, you know, widespread vaccination and strong fiscal support, strong monetary policy support. We feel like we're at a place where the economy is about to start growing much more quickly and job creation coming in much more quickly. So the principal risk to our economy right now really is that the disease would spread again.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Better days are ahead, but it's still not time to relax. That's what White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt said today about where the U.S. stands with the COVID-19 pandemic. He announced about 120 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You ever grow up wanting to be a king or a queen? You ever have dreams of being a king or a queen or a prince or a princess? I don't think many people dream of being dukes or earls, but those titles exist, and I don't even know what the lineage is beyond that. You know, what's after that? There is a lineage, you know. The king and the queen. The prince and the princess, the duke and the duchess, and so on and so forth. And there's all these different things, all the way down to a serf, a peon, a plebe, a nobody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I know enough to be dangerous about it, because I remember growing up as a kid, and I would read the books about the kingdom, you know, and a person who ruled the kingdom. And I used to always think of, how can one person be in charge? Even though I'm reading these stories, and I idolized the king to a degree, because, you know, I was being indoctrinated. But I was like, how can one person be in charge of everybody? I mean, it's just kind of weird to me. I'm talking about rule everybody. The king says it, therefore it is. It is a royal decree. Joe Biden right now is issuing executive orders. This guy's a brain-dead moron, and we're supposed to listen to him? Executive decree? Huh. I get it. We establish rules for the people that we put into power. Do you feel like they're playing by the rules? You know, we got word the other day, this was on Friday, that Prince Philip had died at the ripe age of 99. Talk about living a full life. He almost got to the century mark. Well beyond the average for people to live. I'm sad that he passed away. I'm sad when anybody passes away, pretty much regardless of who they are. I think of their family and their friends and the people around them. But I don't understand why death of Prince Philip is news. Now, I understand it in the big scheme of things, how we make it news. He's a prince. You know, he was married to the queen. He couldn't be a king. He's not King Philip. He's Prince Philip. Because the queen is the Brit, and he's not. I don't know if people know that, but Prince Philip is Greek and Danish. So here's why I say, why is it news? What has he done? What did he do? Aside from being born a prince, I can't think of anything significant that warrants a world announcement of the death of a dude. He didn't cure cancer. He didn't map the human genome. He didn't invent, you know, some new derivative of quantum physics. I mean, there's many things that you don't even know who did. I would bet you money that you don't even know the scientists who did map the human genome, or who invented the transistor, or the integrated circuit, or nuclear. Well, no, you probably know that. But whatever. You get what I'm saying. Don't make me test my knowledge on you right now. So, all this guy did of note was to be born into a, quote, royal family. Now, I want you to just take a moment with me on this little journey and imagine his life as a prince. He's born into royalty. He grows up, and everybody goes, this is the little prince. And he goes to school. He's got his little, you know, outfit on or whatever. He's, I don't know, that they train him at the royal palace or who knows. But everywhere he goes, people know his mom and his dad are the prince of this or the king of this or whatever. I'm not going to go into all that. But whatever it is, he's being introduced as royalty from a very young age. This is the equivalent of LeBron James. By the time he's 5 years old, he's 6'2", and everybody knew he's going to be a basketball player. He's dunking the basketball. He was a prince. LeBron James, for all intents and purposes, was a prince. I'm joking at age 5, but by age 15, I guarantee you, he's being treated like a prince. So you got Philip, born into royalty on the Greek island of Corfu, June the 10th of 1921, to Prince Andrew of Greece and Princess Alice of Battenberg. I bet, as I said earlier, most people don't know this guy was Greek. They think he was a Brit who married Queen Elizabeth, but he wasn't. So anyway, he died with the distinctions of being the longest serving spouse of a reigning British monarch and the oldest ever member of the British royal family. But there is a bit more history on Philip and his ultimate union with Queen Elizabeth, or the lady who would become Queen Elizabeth, who, by the way, was his cousin. His family belonged to the royal Danish house of Schleswig-Holstein-Sonderburg-Glucksberg, which had been installed on the Greek throne at the end of the 19th century. They were exiled from Greece after a revolutionary anti-monarchy court banished Philip's father for life. The family fled on a British royal naval ship in which the young prince reportedly slept in a crib that had been fashioned from an old orange box. Think of baby Jesus as you think of me explaining this to you. Philip was later sent to Great Britain, where he attended the Cheam Preparatory and Gordonstoun boarding schools. The Royal Navy College at Dartmouth, where the prince enrolled at age 17, was the first place he spent significant time with the woman who will become his future wife, distant cousin who was then 13 years old, namely Elizabeth. The two had the same great-great-grandparents, Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. Notice how these Brits, I mean these monarchies, these royals all sort of stay together. They've even been accused of inbreeding. That's why they were weak. They had hemophilia. They had all kinds of diseases where if you're marrying too close inside the family circle, you breed a weaker person, period. Anyway, then Princess Elizabeth and her family visited the college in 1939, and shortly afterwards, she and Philip began exchanging letters. During a visit to Balmoral Castle in Scotland in 1946, they decided to get married. The king agreed to the marriage but asked that they keep the engagement secret until after Elizabeth's 21st birthday. Love at first sight, I'm sure it was, right? Or perhaps, like in many of the Hollywood movies, a marriage based on treaty and keeping things, well, in quote, royals. Now, this guy lived a truly privileged life. His family is the epitome of privilege. based on some archaic notion of royalty. And you guys have heard me talk about royalty. I just can't stand it. But let's talk about the royal color barrier before we go back into Philip. So Meghan Markle, the now non-royal baby mama of the dude who used to be Prince Harry, and as I like to say, Holy Mother of Jackie Robinson, has this chick achieved quite a bit of success in life based on Harry's non-title. And don't try to convince me that Markle was a success before this. She was a B-list actress for all of a minute by Hollywood standards. Stone-stepping gold digger who threw herself into the deep end of the royal gene pool. Prince Harry tossed her a lifeline that turned out to be his royal heritage. Still, just the association of royalty, the tangential reference to royal, gets this couple millions of dollars in entree to things you and I will never understand. Thus, we can now remove ethnicity, a.k.a. blackness, from British royal discrimination since Markle muddied the royal genome. And in effect, Meghan Markle broke the color barrier for royalty, thus eliminating the institutional racism of British royals, white elitism, and aristocracy. Now, what shocks me most is there's no celebration occurring over this or a royal trading card issued to signify this first among, quote, African Americans. But let's go back to Philip. So Philip marries Queen Elizabeth at Westminster Abbey in November of 1947. After his marriage to Elizabeth, he resumed his naval career. I use that very loosely, his naval career. Think Hunter Biden without the drugs. He had temporarily suspended his career after getting married in 1949, when he was appointed first lieutenant and second in command of a destroyer based in Malta. Now, I'm sure that all men who decide to marry, you know, during that time were offered the opportunity to suspend their careers and then resume their careers, this matrimonial leave of absence of sorts, right? Anyway, after a short stint in the Navy, Philip returned to the UK in 1951 upon news that his father had grown ill. And here's what he said. I thought I was going to have a career in the Navy, but it became obvious there was no hope. There was no choice. That's life. I accepted it. I tried to make the best of it. So what this guy's trying to convince you is he tried to make the best of becoming a king. I want you to understand, he had no choice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Give yourselves a hand. Welcome back, by the way. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Give yourselves a hand. You are not self-aggrandizing egomaniacs who want worldwide recognition just for being born. You live by the credo. There are 2 days that are the most important days of a person's life: the day that they are born and the day they find out what they were born to do. And if all you were born to do was to be royal, really? Everything, there's not a human being on the planet that doesn't have something inside of them that wishes for more. I don't even care what your ailment is. It's part of your DNA. You could be born with Down syndrome or autism or whatever. There's still something inside of you that's screaming to get out. And if you have good parents and support systems, they'll help you find those things to get that out. Leftism doesn't do that. It doesn't help you find that. I'm glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Self-aggrandizing egomaniacs. That's what leftists are. They crave the spotlight, the adulation, the cheers, the trophies, the awards, the fame, the fortune. And the less they have to do with it, the better. And the less they have to do with it, the more they think they know about life. Do you think Prince Philip, who died at the age of 99 last week, really knew what life was about? Really knew the struggle? I mean, I'd love to see his definition of the struggle. In the previous segment, I talked about being born a prince, and everywhere you go, you're a prince, you're a prince, you're a prince. And by the time you become sentient, you know people are treating you differently. You don't know why. You don't feel any more special because you're not. In fact, you're probably pretty weak in comparison to most people. It's not in your bloodline to be strong and pure. That's why Harry was so, you know, I want to go in the military. Let me go and do things on my own. They coddle that red-headed ginger in the military. I mean, he would love, I'd like to be special forces. Well, we can't let him be special forces because he's a royal. No, you can't let him be special forces because he's a putz. He trips over his feet. It's rare that those people really can amount to anything that quite frankly, their privilege doesn't get them. Discussing the death of Prince Philip in the context of leftism. Why? Because leftism is a big deal. Oh, you think, Kevin, you're not talking about Joe Biden's budget and the wall and him trying to take away our guns. Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. You just got to know how to listen. Yeah, those who do nothing get the glory. Joe Biden, what did he do to get elected? Will somebody tell me? They pretty much pulled this guy out of the bottom of the barrel, dusted him off, got Dominion to cheat, cheated him into office, trying to convince us he's the most popular guy to ever run for election, which we all know is a bald-faced lie. And then what's his baggage? His baggage is his egomaniacal wife, Dr. Jill, and his crackhead son. Yeah, that's the new Camelot. You want to look at Hunter Biden in the backdrop of everything I've been talking about? Let me sum it up in one sentence. At least Prince Philip can say that he wasn't a crackhead, and that's how he got his notoriety. Okay, it's a compound sentence, but it's still just one sentence. We're talking about a guy who sits at the throne in America, the new royalty, if you will, the Biden family. And let me tell you about the son. He gets kicked out of the Navy, the reserves, because he's a cokehead. He gets arrested in a traffic stop for DUI. Can't get out of rehab, you know, legitimately. Still has a crack habit. While his brother, older brother, dies of brain cancer, he decides to, you know, kick it with his brother's widow. She finds him so disgusting, they get divorced. But while he's with her, he decides he'll get a porn star pregnant and doesn't even want to pay child support or take claim for the baby. In fact, in his book, he doesn't even mention that child. He only talks about four of his actual five children. Probably to continue to avoid paying child support in some crazy sort of way. Crackhead, negotiating deals on the heels of his father, who knows about it because he is the big guy. Builds up a small fortune, which I'll talk about, Prince Philip's fortune. But I'll tell you what, in the scheme of things, Crackhead Hunter is doing far better than Prince Philip's. I know. Hard to believe, isn't it? So I've given you kind of the lineage of Philip and what he's done with his life. He's no brain surgeon. He hasn't cracked the genetic code. He isn't working on a new version of an encrypted social media site or whatever. He's contributed nothing to the world except to be born a prince. And we're talking about him because he died just short of turning 100. Look, I don't mind talking about him, but I'm going to talk about him in the context of reality. No glorification or anything like glorifying. Just him in context. They go on to talk about Philip. They say, you know, as time went on in his marriage to Queen Elizabeth, he mostly disappeared into the wallpaper. He wasn't a boisterous guy. I'm going to get to something else that points to that here in a bit, that he was practically cuckold. His defiant wife, Queen Elizabeth, she led the charge. She was very gregarious and type A personality. It should be noted, Philip's children do not carry his family's name, but that of their mother. They're considered Windsors. Yeah, he was known to tell people that he may be the only man in Britain whose children don't have his name. So, I think he probably held some resentments for that, but, you know, I don't know. It was supposedly something he talked about openly. And I don't think he was very happy about it. At least that's what I was led to believe in the research that I did on him. Also, in his later years, Philip became notorious for his controversial, and they say often racist, jokes to members of the public. Like when he told a British student living in China, if you stay here much longer, you will go home with slitty eyes. Now, see, that would have been enough to get him fired off of Fox right there. I tell you what, I know something about that. I don't get no respect. I don't get no respect at all. So, Philip was a racist by today's standards. I stand corrected. A royal racist. You know, there are people who are a pain, and then there are people who are a royal pain. Like Meghan Markle. She's a royal pain. She used to just be a pain. But there's also Philip's final legacy. And it was alluded to in a statement in this article. And it says, the first public acknowledgement of his advancing years came as he was preparing to turn 90 when Buckingham Palace announced that the Duke planned to step down as president or patron of more than a dozen organizations ahead of his milestone birthday in 2011. He was the Duke of Luxembourg. No, of Edinburgh, sorry. The Duke of Edinburgh. Sounds rather royal, doesn't it? What are you the Duke of? Duke of Earl, Duke of Earl. President or patron of more than a dozen organizations. That's what caught my eye. I'm sure he earned these appointments as the president or patron of these, you can bet, venerable organizations. At the time of his death, they said he was worth about $30 million, and that's a pittance by today's standards. But that didn't stop him from living like a king, did it? Yeah, I want to go back to something I said earlier. You know, that this is a guy who takes over for his father, and his comment was something along the lines that, you know, somebody had to do it. Yeah. I thought I was going to have a career in the Navy, but it became obvious there was no hope. There was no choice. That's life. I accepted it. I tried to make the best of it. I can only, as I said, imagine. I don't even know that my mind can conjure up the types of opportunities that were thrown this guy's way. True privilege. I call it white privilege, but now that Meghan Markle's over there, it isn't just white privilege. Her little mulatto child will also have the privilege of what we speak of now. All these kings and queens, wherever they are people of privilege. People do things for them that they wouldn't do for other people. They want to be around them just to say, I hung out with the king or the queen or whatever, the sultan. But this was a guy we shouldn't know anything about. He did nothing that warrants this type of attention, but hey, it's the way of the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.